You ever heard of Chief Sitting Duck?
I've heard of Sitting Bull.
Sitting Duck was one of the dumbest Indians I ever met.
I don't think I've ever met what I call a really dumb Indian.
Well, I used to think that until I met Sitting Duck.
That was his real name?
I think his real name was Clarence, but everyone called him Chief Sitting Duck.
Huh. He was a real Indian.
Real enough, yeah.
Why'd they call him Sitting Duck?
Because he was such an easy target.
Oh, pushover.
The fall guy.
They can come in handy.
You remember Sharky?
I heard of him. Why?
Sharky needed a patsy, and Sitting Duck fit the bill.
What was Sharky doing, running a con?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing about the chief was that he had an honest face. You believed him. And this was one of those too-good-to-be-true investments, selling off plots of land on an Indian reservation.
Where was that?
In Florida, near Tampa. Now, Sharky did all the talking.
I heard he was a good talker.
He told people the Indians were selling off the land they didn't need because they wanted to build a casino.
They were selling off chunks of their reservation?
That's what he told them.
And the chief was the front man?
Front man and fall guy. The chief would show them the property, Sharky would do the talking, and they kept selling the same plots of the res over and over.
Sounds like they were doing okay.
They were doing great until the feds moved in.
Nabbed them both.
Just Sharky. Sitting Duck and all the cash was gone.
Damn. That was no dumb Indian.
That's for sure.
Whatever happened to the chief?
He changed his name.
Oh, yeah?
He's no longer Sitting Duck.
What do they call him now?
Smiling Fox.